WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning, 508-996-0500. We were talking about the Board of Health decision to not approve the parallel product / South Coast Renewables project, so that is not happening. And we're getting your reaction to that, plus whatever else is on your mind. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I have two questions today.
Sure.
The first one is, because I've been hearing about the Zeitarian there. I go downtown, I roam around, but I don't really park unless I have to go in something. So does the Zeitarian have a regular parking lot in the back, or do you have to go to the city garage and walk over there?
There's a garage right behind the Zeitarian. So you can park right behind the Zeitarian in the garage. You just walk out and walk around the corner and walk inside the building.
Okay, so it's not a thing where you got to pay.
You do have to pay, but sometimes you don't have to pay. So I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what the rate is. I know that all the times that I've gone there, I didn't have to pay.
Okay, so then most of the time you don't have to pay.
I don't know. I can't say that for certain. But there's also there's meters around too if you get there early enough too.
Yeah, but if you're going to do by the meter, how are you going to know when you're going to come out and how much money to put in there? You got to keep running out and looking?
Well, if you're going to a show at like 7 o'clock, if you go and get the meter at, 4:30 because, you wanted to get there a little bit early, then you know that you only got to pay for, till the meter is out. They tell you, so here's the thing. They tell you you have to pay parking at the meters till 6, but the meter readers stop going through at 5. So do with that information what you will.
So if the show starts at 7, and you got to go a parking meter at 4?
Well, I'm just using that as an example. If you go at 6 o'clock and park at a meter, you don't have to pay.
Oh, I see.
I'm just saying you might, if you wanted to go early to make sure that you got a metered space on the street, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm asking because I just might want to. It's all going to be looking new and I want to look.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, too. They're going to have all kinds of programming, too. So even if, you don't want to go to this particular show, there might be something else that you want to go to that gets you in there. Plus, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't offer to do some tours like they did when they were doing the... when they were closing down for the renovations, they offered these free tours for anybody that wanted to go through and see what it looked like one last time. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do the same thing and all you got to do is go on the website and sign up for them because they could only let so many people in at a time, so you had to have a ticket, but the tickets were free. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do the same thing to take people through and show it off.
About that. I mean, since it's a tour and everything, and I'm a cheapie, so if I got to pay, I got to know what it is.
Right. If they do that, I bet you they're going to do free tours again. I don't know that for certain, but it'd be a good idea.
Oh, that's great.
I'll suggest it to them. Next time I talk to them, I'll say, hey, we've got people that want to come in and do a tour like you did before.
Yeah, I have a friend that will go too. So if we know what it is, way ahead, we'll be all ready. My last question is, because you did mention a few minutes ago, the Board of Health. Have we heard anything more? Is there an update about the problem the city was having with the rats? Did the rats move away? I haven't heard nothing.
The only update that I know is that E.L. Harvey got fined. But other than that, I haven't heard anything about the actual rats themselves and where they've been.
So nobody's complaining anymore of that. They must be not complaining.
I can't say that for certain. I haven't heard any complaints. But that doesn't mean that people aren't calling the Board of Health.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was just wondering about it yesterday. I said, yeah, if I call, I'm going to have to ask about the rats. Because before, when it was happening, all kinds of people, the comments were buzzing, boy. It was a really hot topic going. And then all of a sudden, I didn't hear nothing about the rats. So, I don't know. I just thought maybe you might have heard something, and I missed it.
I think the city hired the Pied Piper to come in and play them all out of town. And now they all live in Dartmouth.
That's nice. You can get somebody from one of your bands. You could send Ken Pittman over there.
Yeah.
And they could play guitars and sing to the rats.
I don't know if Ken plays anything, though. I'm not sure if he plays anything, but he could certainly sing to them.
Yeah, but he does guitar, doesn't he? He doesn't just sing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I thought I saw pictures of him one time when he did, and he had the guitar in his hand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he's being an authentic Bon Jovi performer, which he is, I'm sure he plays some rhythm guitar. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all I have. So now I'm beginning my walk. I'm already outside, and I'm ready to go. I'm a little bit late today because usually I'm out there at 5 or 6, but I had the radio running while I was doing this and then that, and we're giving Stella her breakfast. And then I started, I knew I wanted to call about the Zyterian, but then the rats popped into my head and I said, now's the time.
Well, I gotta amp up my walking too, because we got the Podkawa 5K coming up. So I gotta start getting my steps in for that.
Yes, I saw that yesterday. I didn't comment on that. I didn't. I don't know. Sometimes I go scrolling fast. If I'm in a hurry and I just want to skim and see what's going on, maybe I didn't comment. But when I come back, I'll look.
I appreciate it.
Katie, then, so how many people usually show up? Lots of people and they come from out of town too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a very well-attended event. But what I like about it is it's nice, flat surfaces to walk. There's no hills to deal with. You know, it's an easy walk down, turn around, come back type of situation.
I did see a post I didn't go in to read it, though. They opened up the walking, I forgot what they even call it now. Down near the beaches, they're behind that walking path. They opened one of them again that had been closed or something. I looked at it. I'm pretty sure WBSN posted something about it's open now. So it must have been closed.
I'm blanking.
You know, like people are afraid to walk on there because you can get attacked. It's like the bike path over there. One of the bike paths, I think, were closed. Because then it said it's open. It's open for walking again and open for people. I don't know. I have to go look for it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Send it to me if you find it, because I don't know why I'm blanking on it.
Where do I send it?
You can just message me.
Right through there where it's posted? Because I don't know if you're the one that put that up or somebody else there at BSM.
Yeah, you should be able to just send me the link.
Oh, okay.
Just forward it to me.
I want to know what happened there, why it was closed. I don't know. Were they rebuilding something or something?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm good.
All right.
Have a good day and kiss Apollo for me. I need a new picture. Come on, no?
All right, I'll try to get him to sit still for a few. He was sitting in my lap nicely. The other night, he was sitting on my lap nicely. And then all of a sudden, he just like bolts up out of my lap, like hurt me when he got up and like bolted out of my lap and ran across the house. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like looking around and I'm like, there's nothing there. And then maybe like an hour later, I happened to go into the bathroom and I saw on the wall there was a ladybug. So I was like, was that what you were flipping out about? You were chasing the ladybug?
Poor thing. What do you mean you're going to try? Who's the boss in that house, the cat or you? Take a picture.
I mean, you know the answer to that question.
Is he still eating Frisky? Because you said your cat, you give him Frisky, right?
Meow mix. I give him the meow mix.
Oh, now it's the, you did say Friskies to me, though.
I might have just been confused.
It's only that?
It's been meow mix, yeah.
I still have some Frisky in the can that Stella will not eat it no matter what. So now I'm up to the 9 lives now.
Yeah, he doesn't like the wet food, which is fine by me.
She's only eating the dry. And what the vet had told me the last time I brought her in sick, he said, you don't really want to give them dry very often. It's not meant for them. It makes them sick. And it's all fillers. And they need mostly that wet, the meat of it. And also, I started giving them that. She was doing better. But every now and then, it's just not as bad as it was. But she gets the dry heaves a little bit. And I got to keep bringing her in. So I got to start filling up my little cat wallet, because I got different wallets for different things, and the cat wallet is getting depleted because I've been bringing her in so much. I just thought maybe you might want the canned fruit. If you don't want, it's okay. There's three other people that are waiting for free cat food, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, he won't eat it. He doesn't eat people food either, which I find, you know, pretty interesting. He's always interested in people food, but then if I try to give it to him, he doesn't eat it. He'll play with it for a couple minutes, then walk away.
Well, with Stella, if I want to give her a few little tidbits of bacon, she'll smell it and eat that. But she will not eat anything, not even a little piece of egg or a little piece of chicken. No, no, just a little bit of bacon once in a while.
I think he just wants. I think he just wants to play with food. He doesn't want to eat it.
Yeah, I think I've been on too long already. I'd be nice not to say anything about it.
All right.
All right. You have a good day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And, yeah, my cat definitely is the boss of the house, no doubt. He determines what we're doing. He's like, nope, you're going to sit in that chair and I'm going to sit in your lap. Oh, okay, I guess. The only exception is on Sunday mornings when I wake up and I've got to do some work. There's some stuff I do for Jim Phillips Town Square Sunday articles, and I come out of the room and I'm like, Apollo, I'm just going to get my cup of coffee, sit at my desk, and I'm just going to have to close you out of the room, because when I'm on the computer, you get up in my face. And I just want to get this done. Then when I'm done, then you can come in. That's the only time I really put my foot down. The rest of the time, he kind of, you know, just does what he wants. But he's unlike any other cat I've ever had. He does not want to be off on his own. He does not want to be, you know, sitting in his own spot. He wants to be right where I am all the time. He's underfoot every time I move. He's more like a dog than my dog was. And someone told me that, like, that's because he's part Maine Coon. I don't know if that's true, but either way. All right, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And don't forget, too, you can go to our website. You can go to our app. You can enter. We have two contests running right now. As I mentioned earlier, tomorrow we're going to start our Money Talks contest, where you get the chance to enter a code every hour for a shot at winning $1,000 each day. That's starting tomorrow, and again, brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. But we still have two contests going on the website right now and on the app, where you can enter to win a free pair of passes from Cape Air in celebration of the launch of their New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford service that launches on the 29th of September. We'll be there broadcasting live from the airport that day. I'll be going up in that first flight, while Council President Shane Burgo stays on the ground and hosts the show. But you can win free passes from Cape Air on our website and on our app right now. And also, we're giving away tickets this week to Seekonk Speedway. So if you want to get out and see some of the races before the end of the season, all the information is there on that. And even if you don't want to enter to win, you just want to buy some, we've got a link there for you to be able to get over there and get tickets. I haven't been there in so long. I was thinking about it. I was like, if I had the chance, I would definitely try to get over there. But I've just got too much going on now. All my weekends are gone until November. Got something going on, something spooky every weekend. Including this Sunday when we have the Massachusetts Cryptid Fest 2. It's going to be a pretty fun time, where there's going to be vendors and speakers and people that are just all around, you know, weirdos interested in cryptids and other things, all things paranormal. And if you want to check that out for yourself, it's happening in Raynham. Let me just pull up all the details for you here. It's going to happen at 291 Mill Street in Raynham. And it's happening this Sunday from 1 to 6. So if you want to come on by and take part in that, I'm going to be speaking at 4:30 on Ghost of the Bridgewater Triangle. And by the way, this is the American Legion Post. American Legion Post 405 in Raynham. But it's, again, 1 to 6. I'll be speaking at 4:30. And it'll be kind of an abbreviated version of the Ghost of the South Coast presentation, the Ghost of the Bridgewater Triangle presentation that I give during spooky season. All right, let me take a break, because I'm coughing a lot here, and we'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in, and 508-996-0500. Looks like the traffic situation has cleared up over on 195. There had been a couple of crashes on 195 eastbound, but it looks like they've been cleared up, and now it's smooth sailing over there. So where I've noticed the traffic issues are more on the surface roads when the work is going on. So I was coming back from Dartmouth last night, from Fall River last night, kind of late. I left here like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I had some errands to run. And so I was coming back from Fall River, and I got off at the Pettiman Street exit to go and do the next thing I had to do. And they've got the whole Purchase Street. Yes. They've got that whole area closed off in front of that building that is now being used as a church at the end of the road there. And so that was all blocked off. And it was like that the other night, too, I saw. So then there was detours around down there on the surface roads, but the highway didn't seem to have an issue. So we'll keep an eye on it as we go along. I mean, obviously, we're just in the beginning stages, and it's going to get worse. But at least as of right now, when I've gone during the hours of this work, I haven't seen too much. You know, it all depends. Some stuff is being done in the daytime. Some stuff is being done at night. But that's what all those poles are all about. People were seeing them erect those poles, and they said, what's going on with those? Those are lights to help with. And they've, if you look over near the Kyler's Catch area, more on the east side, they've started putting lights on those poles. And I don't know if they're going to put lights on every pole or if they just move those lights from pole to pole as they go along with the work. But as I was looking at that, I said, that's a really nice touch. I wish that that was something that was a permanent thing. So that when they do all that work and finish all that work, if they had some permanent lighting over the road there, that'd be nice. I don't know how much that would affect the people that live in some of those apartments near there. Places like the mill building or the buildings on the Cogswell Street side. But I kind of like the idea of that being a little bit more lit up. But I guess maybe it's not necessary. I don't know. I don't know what determines why they have areas that are more lighted than others. I always assumed it was because if there was an area where people would pull over more, they'd have more lighting. And certainly nobody's pulling over in that area. But I think where people come in on those ramps and it can get pretty dicey, I'd like to see as much lighting as possible. But maybe the engineers figure at night it's better to see the headlights coming up the ramp than it is, you know, to have it lit up enough to see the car. I'm not sure. But anyway, it looks pretty good. All right, we've got to turn things over to Mike Roberts in the newsroom. When we come back on the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files, and then we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike.
A New York judge dismissing a case against Luigi Mangione, Tim Walz seeking a third term, and an NFL ruling on Tom Brady.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Authorities in Utah say a man who was arrested just after the Charlie Kirk assassination claimed he fired the shot to help the real shooting suspect escape. The Utah County Sheriff says 71-year-old George Zinn yelled that he was the shooter to allow the actual suspect to flee. Tyler Robinson, later arrested late on Thursday, and had been charged with aggravated murder for the killing of the conservative activist. Robinson apparently acknowledged Zinn's arrest, telling his roommate in a text message that police had, quote, grabbed some crazy old dude. Zinn is being held on charges of obstruction of justice and possession of child sex abuse material. State terrorism charges against alleged United Healthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione have been dropped. The 27-year-old learned yesterday at a court hearing that he's no longer facing the top murder count, but the second-degree murder charge still remains. The judge tossed out the charges of first-degree murder as an act of terrorism, ruling the charges were legally insufficient. The judge set hearings for Mangione's case to start on December 1st, but a trial date has yet to be determined. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has announced his plans to seek re-election for a third term in 2026.
Walz said in an announcement video he wants to make Minnesota a place where everyone has a chance to succeed in every corner of the state. Minnesota is one of several states that allows incumbent governors to serve more than two terms. Walz, who was the Democratic nominee for vice president in 2024, has not indicated if he's planning a run for the White House in 2028. I'm Lisa Carton.
Retail sales saw an uptick in August. Government figures show sales increased 0.6% for the month as consumers spent at a faster clip than experts predicted. Excluding automobiles, sales nearly doubled forecasts and came in well ahead of July's pace. Bars and restaurants led the way, with gas station receipts up 0.5%. On an annual basis, retail sales were up 5%. One in six parents have avoided or delayed vaccinating their children against diseases other than COVID-19 or the flu.
That's according to a new poll from the Washington Post and healthcare policy group KFF. The poll found white parents, Republicans, those with deeply held religious beliefs, and those who homeschool their children most likely to skip vaccinations. In fact, nearly half of religious parents who homeschool skipped inoculating their children. I'm Michael Kastner.
Washington State has the highest gas prices in the nation, sitting at an average of $4.66 a gallon. A recent increase in the carbon emissions tax in Washington has also added about 6 cents to gas prices, leading some to blame the rule for the hike. State officials attribute the rise to a national trend. The NFL says Tom Brady did not violate any rules by wearing a headset and sitting in the Las Vegas Raiders coach's booth during Monday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers. League officials say Brady is allowed in the coach's booth during games despite being a minority owner. Some restrictions remain, including bans on attending practices or in-person production meetings. Brady's dual roles as a broadcaster with Fox have raised controversy over possible conflicts with league rules. Raiders coach Pete Carroll denied reports that Brady is involved in game planning and said his talks with offensive coordinator Chip Kelly are not strategy related.
WBSM Sports.
A close one for the Red Sox, but they ended up losing to the A's yesterday, 2-1. Both teams back at it tonight at 6:45 at Fenway.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Okay, so today's forecast isn't picture perfect, but it's not too bad either. Waking up to temperatures in the 50s here for the South Coast, some patchy fog, so be careful behind the wheel, and then some clouds as we head through the morning. And then into the afternoon, looking at a couple of showers as well. Very scattered, pretty light for the most part here. Nothing that's going to wreck your day, and it's certainly not an all-day soaker. Just something to note as you're heading out the door. Temperatures in the low 70s this afternoon, not too bad for this time of year. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBS.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, let's do our pop culture thing.
The Gen X Files.
All right, I got that coffee in me now. Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. NBA Hall of Fame coach Phil Jackson is celebrating his 80th birthday today. Elvira herself, Cassandra Peterson, is 74. Film directors Paul Feig and Baz Luhrmann are both 63. As is gospel singer B.B. Winans. Full Hearts, Clear Eyes, Can't Lose. Kyle Chandler of Friday Night Lights fame turns 60 today. So does movie director Bryan Singer, who had one of the sleeper hits of the 90s with The Usual Suspects, and then went on to direct the X-Men films. Comedian Bobby Lee and character actor Felix Solis are both 54. And NHL legend Alex Ovechkin turns 40 today. And I did say earlier, we're going to go all the way back to 1931 for the Gen X Files today. That's because on this date in that year, the first long playing record, a 33 and a third RPM recording, was demonstrated at the Savoy Plaza Hotel in New York by RCA Victor. And it was a Rolling Stones record. No, I'm just kidding about that part. It was on this date in 1972 that the classic TV show MASH premiered on CBS. beginning an 11-season run. MASH was based on a film of the same name, and the theme song was actually a song from that movie, just instrumental, because the lyrics didn't work so well on network TV. CBS couldn't get away with a theme song that says, "Suicide is painless." In 1978, the original Battlestar Galactica debuted on television. On September 17, 1983, 20-year-old Vanessa Williams became the first black woman to win the Miss America crown. Less than a year later, on July 23, 1984, Williams gave up her crown after nude photos of her surfaced. Despite the scandal, Williams later launched a successful singing and acting career. On September 17, 1991, over 4 million copies of Guns N' Roses' double album, Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2, were simultaneously released for retail sale, making it the largest ship-out in pop music history in the United States. On September 17th, 1996, a bomb was found at a South London sorting office addressed to Icelandic singer Björk. Police in Miami had alerted the post office after finding the body of Ricardo Lopez, who had made a video of himself making the bomb and then killing himself. And it's Björk. It's not Bjork. I found that out. It's Björk. On September 17th, 1996, daytime talk show host Oprah Winfrey launched a television book club and announced The Deep End of the Ocean by Jacqueline Mitchard as her first selection. Oprah's book club quickly became a huge influential force in the publishing world, with a popular TV host's endorsement capable of catapulting a previously little-known book onto bestseller lists. I remember walking into Kenmark Books in Wareham, and all of a sudden every book had a Oprah's book club sticker on it. I was like, whoa, I guess Oprah is pretty influential. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best. And in 2011, Adele went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with Someone Like You. The song, which has since gone 5 times platinum, was a hit across the world, reaching number one in Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Italy, and more. It also did monumental numbers in Adele's home country of England. And later, the official charts company's 60th anniversary, UK citizens chose Someone Like You as one of the top three most beloved singles of the past 60 years. It was only surpassed by Michael Jackson's Billie Jean and Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That's the Gen X Files for September 17th, 2025. All right, 508-996-0500. That is the number if you want to call in and chime in in the topics we've been talking about. We were talking about the South Coast Renewables Parallel Products vote last night by the Board of Health. They voted not to let the project move forward. We don't know what the company is going to do now, but as you heard Betty mention, they've got some bills to pay because they have to pay for the experts that came in and testified. So that'll be... I guess an ongoing battle, because if they were already been billed and they didn't pay it, does that mean that they're planning on not paying it? Are they going to try to move this facility, build this facility in another community instead? Are they going to try to seek another location? I don't know, but we'll see. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Put on a poncho. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And you know what I would love right about now? A nice, big, thick, juicy steak. I know it's early in the morning, but I've been thinking about a steak for the last couple of days. And I think I've got to get myself over to the butcher shop, because that's where you can get the best steaks around, because they're cut exactly the way that you want them. And whether you get sirloin, whether you want New York strip, well, all the different cuts, they've got them all. But they've got prime, they've got choice, they've got meat that you won't find anywhere else. And it's not like getting it in a supermarket where it's cut up and packaged and you don't know how long it's been sitting there for. No, this is cut right in front of you. Unless you're like me, then you can't see over the counter because I'm too short. But you are talking to the butcher and telling them exactly the way that you want it, and they are making it the way you want it. So that when you take it home, you want it marinated, they'll do that. If you want it thinner, thicker, if you like a little bit more gristle, they'll take care of you. And also don't forget, too, on a day like today when you're probably running around doing a whole bunch of things and where it might rain for a little bit and all that kind of stuff, just stop in and get yourself a nice hot lunch already ready to go. They just scoop it out. You can bring it right outside and you can eat it in your car if you want. Or take it down to the beach or to a park and enjoy a nice hot home-cooked lunch. And by the way, super affordable too. I paid almost $20 the other day just for a salad at a place that I won't even say where it was, but it was, you know, around here. I'm like, I could have had a nice big filling lunch from the butcher shop for half of that. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. You are sure to find something delicious. And there was something else that I wanted to bring up as we were talking about some of the stories of the day. And I wrote this story yesterday. I actually had started working on it on Monday. I saw it on Facebook Marketplace and I said, that's pretty interesting. I'm going to bring that up. And so there's a gentleman named John Manchester out in Fall River who is selling a Dodge Viper. And I said, well, I see a lot of cars for sale on Facebook Marketplace because I like to torture myself and look at the Trans Ams that are for sale. And so I said, you know, I don't see a lot of Vipers on there. So I reached out to him and I started communicating with him, and he had a pretty interesting story about why he had the Viper and, you know, how he got into it. And I could kind of relate because as a kid growing up in the 90s, I thought Vipers were awesome too. I wished I had one. And he made that dream a reality. But now he's decided to, you know, give it to somebody else that can sell it to somebody else that can do, that can love it as much as he has. So I wrote the story up and we posted it at WBSM.com on the WBSM app. And, you know, if you're interested in Vipers, check it out. But now, since I've done that, I keep getting all of these Vipers for sale in my Facebook Marketplace. It's like, where were these cars before? Because I was like, this is a rarity to see a Viper. Now there's like three or four in the area that are for sale. What? Now, sometimes Facebook Marketplace will do that with, you know, they're going to feed you an ad that was from like 2 years ago that somebody didn't take down. But the vehicle probably sold. So they didn't mark it sold. They didn't take the post down. So it's still out there. But, you know, the algorithm says, oh, he's interested in Vipers. But the point of the piece isn't just that this person is selling a Dodge Viper. It's that, you know, here's a look back in time to the 90s at a car that we thought was the car of the future. When was the last time you saw a Viper on the road? You know, even then, they didn't turn out to be that popular. People who love them, love them. Jay Leno has two of them. But they didn't really kind of take off as the next big sports car, as Dodge had hoped. And they put a lot of money into the promotion of that car. They had it on racetracks. You know, racing teams were racing Vipers. They also had that television series where, I think it was NBC, where you could, you know, imagine it's basically Knight Rider, but in a Viper. It was a team of people that drove Vipers and solved crimes and all that kind of stuff. And then it only lasted one season, but then it went into first run syndication. And they squeezed a couple more seasons out of it. And believe it or not, they were still making Vipers up until I think 2017 or 2018 or 19. So it was right around the you know, right before 2020 that they stopped making those. So those cars were still being produced, but you never really see any of them. Like, and I see some pretty exotic cars, but maybe it's just, you know, the serious collectors. But anyway, if you always wanted to have one, John's is a pretty good one. And you can read more about it and see the link at WBSM.com and the WBSM app, or you can go look at Facebook Marketplace because apparently there's a couple different ones. Now, if I was going to buy a Dodge, you know, with that kind of money, I would buy a Dodge Hellcat. And I actually went to a car dealership one time with my ex-wife. She was buying a car. And while we were there, a guy came in. He bought, they had a Hellcat in the showroom. And they had a big Dodge Ram pickup truck in the showroom. And he came in and he couldn't decide which one he wanted to have more. He took them both out for a test ride. In the time that we were there, sitting there, like he took one out for a ride, came back, got the other one, took that out for a ride. And came back, still couldn't make the decision. And so he decided to just buy both. He decided he was going to drive the Hellcat home and they were going to deliver the truck to his house. And he just bought both, just paid for both. No financing, just paid for both and bought both of them. And then when he walked out and left, you know, when that happened, every kind of salesperson was all hands on deck helping this guy out. So we're sitting over there waiting like, hey, we were here first. What's going on? And when the salesperson came over and he's like, sorry about that. My ex-wife looked at him and said, I can't believe you just sold that badass Hellcat to a guy that came in here wearing Crocs. Fair point. All right, we got to take our one final break of this hour. We'll be back in a few moments.
Sure.
And if you remember, there was an episode of Knight Rider where there was a gang of robbers, and the robberies would take place every time that song played on the radio.